You are listening to Real World News.
Food sovereignty event in Uruguay. The control of the global food system, the changes in the use of land that have taken place for some years now, the growing use of agrotoxics in developing countries were some of the issues discussed at the event on food sovereignty and food security held last Friday, October the 19th in Montevideo, Uruguay. The event was organized to mark the World Food Sovereignty Day on October the 16th. The organizing commission was made up by members of the Uruguayan Nutrition Union, the Extension Service of the University of the Republic, the School of Nutrition of the University, Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay, the Agroecologic Movement of Latin America and the Caribbean, and Slow Food Uruguay. The event began with presentations by Fernando Glenza and Leda Chenusi, both professors of food sovereignty at the University of La Plata, Argentina, and by Miriam Gorban, BA in Nutrition from the University of Buenos Aires. The participants held three simultaneous workshops to address issues such as agribusiness and family farming, market economy and solidarity economy, food and agriculture. Finally, there was a closing panel made up by Lauro Meléndez of the Ministry of Social Development of Uruguay, Jacqueline Gomez of the General Board of Rural Development of the Ministry of Livestock, Agriculture and Fisheries, Darío Melo of La Villa Campesina Brazil, and Alberto Gomez of the Agroecology Network of Uruguay. The panelists agreed on the concept of food sovereignty, which reflects the farmer's struggle. They acknowledged the role played by social movements in fighting for food sovereignty. Miriam Gorban said this principle implies talking about access to natural goods, production models, transformation and commercialization of food, food security and consumption, as well as agrarian policies. She said it is a political concept. Meanwhile, the leader of La Villa Campesina Brazil, Darío Melo, emphasized the difference between food security and food sovereignty. He said the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, opened a space called the Committee on World Food Security, which is not enough because it is focused on the problem of food and agriculture in terms of food production and supply, without questioning the agri-food chains and the origins of food, while food sovereignty focuses on how food is produced and distributed, said Melo. He mentioned an example of this is the concentration of resources. In Brazil, 56% of the land is owned by 3.5% of producers, while 40% of the poorest farmers only have 1% of the land. He concluded by saying, unless this situation changes, we cannot talk about food sovereignty or social justice, nor can we end poverty.
You are listening to Real World News.